What a direction for the child of God to do is simply look up. Amen. We are not a defeated foe. We are not a bunch of ragtag handed down misfits, but we are the children of the Most High. We have been blood bought. We've been born again. We've seen dark days, but God has brought us through the dark days. Amen. We've seen tough times, but God has brought us through the tough times. We've seen days when we didn't know which way to turn, and our mind was in turmoil. But thank God the Son of God brought us through those days.
Yeah.
If we look behind, we look from where we come from, if we look to the left, we look at opposition on the left. If we look to the right, then we look at opposition on the right. So there's only one direction for the child of God to look to, and that is look up.
Right.
We've got no business looking around.
Right.
We've got no business looking behind us. We've got no business looking down toward the ground, because we've been born, we've been set free, and we're on our way to heaven. I'll tell you what the child of God needs to do. Like Brother Greg Roberts said, you need to get your chin out of your chest and look up toward heaven, because I'm telling you, child of God, the Son of God is on the way. The Son of God is getting ready to make his way back toward the earth. We don't have to look to the left. We don't have to look to the right. We don't have to look behind us. But we've got to keep our focus on heaven. We've got to keep our mind on the Son of God. All we've got to do is simply look up.
Amen. Glory to God. Yeah. Bless my brother. Bless.
I'm feeling a lot better than what I thought I'd feel.
Bless my brother.
I've come 7 miles in the last few days. I would have jet lag, but I can't afford a jet. So what I do have, I've got a Ford F-250, and so what I've got has got 250 lag. I thought I'd feel pretty rough, but right now I feel a lot better than I felt in a long time.
But
may I tell you, we're living in the greatest hour known to mankind.
Right.
It may look bad around us. The government may seem to be in a mess. They may have signed an order in it, hey, in existence. But that does not worry me, child of God. I've not got my eyes on Biden. I've not got my eyes on Harris. I've not got my eyes on anybody else. But I tell you where I do have my eyes is. It's looking up. It's looking up. It's looking up. The Son of God is on the way.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
We are not looking for him. My God, I feel like preaching
bless,
you.
Bless, Lord. Bless.
We are not looking for a quick fix.
Right.
We are not looking for another government handout. But what we are looking for is the greatest event that's ever known to mankind. May I tell you, it's not in the history book, sir, but it's found in the Word of God. It's not being talked about by me, it's time to be swept under the rug. The little country preachers in roadside churches, Brother Glenn, are still declaring that the Son of God is on the way. All they have been of God, and men have women of God, have still got their mind made up. I'm looking up because my Redeemer's coming. I'm looking toward his God because he's on the way. It's not because the world said so, but it's because it's in the Word of God. It's not because it's known in the law, but because the law wrote it. My God, I wish somebody had been on the
law. Help my brother, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Your Redeemer is on the way.
Amen. Praise your name. Bless.
We crossed out of St. Louis, crossing in to Missouri, crossing that big river. Out in the distance, we saw that big old launch. Anybody ever seen that big old launch?
Right, yeah.
I watched that thing. It looked like one time feel like preaching to you tonight, but we kept out on the going. We kept out on the traveling. I'm not looking for an arch, but I'm looking for an eastern sky to split. I'm not looking for a return of bad milk trouble, but I'm looking for a return of the Son of God. He didn't save me. Trump didn't save me. Trump can't do anything for me. And Biden's only going to make it worse. But I'm telling you, I am looking for him. It's that nail scarred hand of Jesus Christ. It's that one that bought the Calvary's Hill. It's the one that laid it all down. It's the one that shed his blood for me. That's who I'm looking for.
Glory. Man.
We were. I wasn't around. Well, I guess it was. When man landed on the moon.
Yep.
Men that were glued to the TV. Watch Neil Armstrong step out of that spaceship and pat his feet on the moon. What was that, 1969? Does that sound about right?
Right. Yes, sir.
I was just a child. I didn't remember. We watched. We gathered around a TV set. We gathered around the news stands. From April to September 11th of 2001. We watched history unfold. I mean to tell you, we've seen history unfold before our very eyes. But may I tell you, it's Lord not God. The biggest thing known to mankind. Watch the towers fall. It's not the biggest thing known to mankind is to watch man walk on the moon. But the biggest thing to the child of God is to see those skies coming and see my Redeemer. And see him step out of the green. That's the one I'm looking for. That's the one I'm reaching for. That's the one I'm longing for. That's the one that I desire to see. I want to let you know, church, it's time to look up.
Lord,
it's not dark days. It's brighter days. The best is yet to come. It's time to look up. Look up toward the eastern sky.
Praise your name. Glory to God. Thank
you,
Lord.
Who is this that's stepping out? It's my Redeemer.
Hallelujah.
The scripture said my redemption draweth nigh. He's not drawing away from us, but he's drawing nigh.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question here. How many of you been saved in the last 6 months? I know we got some folk here. There's a hand. There's a hand. I want to tell you, it does not matter when you start the race. It does not matter where you start the race. All that matters is that you cross the finish line. I want to tell the new converts, you've got a right to worship God like everybody else does. You've got a right to throw your head
help
in there and say, I'm looking up.
Glory to God.
I'm not looking back. I'm not looking behind me, but I'm simply looking up. I'm looking for my Redeemer, the one that saved me, the one that set me free. That's what I'm looking for.
Amen.
Who is that Redeemer? He's the one that pulled me out of the clutches of sin. When sin had its hold on me, sin had me in a grip. It had me in a bear hug that I could not get out of. He's the one, Brother George, that reached down when sin had its hold on me. It had its clutches in my life.
Lord,
the Son of God, Brother Glenn, he reached down
and
pulled me out of the depths of sin. He got me away from sin and set my feet on a solid rock. That's my Redeemer.
Praise God. Amen.
Anybody here ever been slapped besides myself? Anybody here ever had to be pulled out of a hole?
Oh, yeah.
Out of a mud hole?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Like, oh, man, I feel like preaching to you. It's coming faster than I can preach it.
Go back. Praise God.
We started up the interstate the other night. I've been that way hundreds of times. All of a sudden, I missed my turn. And I know this is probably not what I was thinking, but this is all I know to do. Thank you, Brother Gary. I put that thing in reverse, started backing that trailer up. Bob Watts said, cars are coming. I thought they'll have to get over. I put my flashes on and kept rolling up at him. When I got to where I thought was the same spot, I started pulling across that grass. And all of a sudden, Brother Glenn, that truck shot down. I thought, my Lord, that boy, you've done it now. Here it is, 10:39, and there's hardly anybody out, and you got somebody's car in your trailer. What are you going to do? I tell you what I'm doing. Yeah. I looked at my wife and said, start praying. Y'all start calling on the Son of God. I got up, Brother Glenn, locked those herbs in, turned that switch on the dash, and an old Ford truck pulled it on through there. I tell you, when I can't pull myself out,
pray,
I call the Son of God.
Lord,
I say, God, I'm in a hole. God, I'm in a mess. I need you to pull me out and set my feet on a solid rock to stay. I've done all I know to do. I've tried every trick I could, turned every way I could turn, but thank God he pulled me out of sin.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God.
I feel that thing start jumping. Those hubs, I don't know about you, but those that have drove a four-wheel drive, you know when those front hubs lock in, it's like it's in a crawl mode. Am I right, Brother Green? That thing starts crawling. I thought, my God, all I need is to get one tire on the pavement and the rest of that traction and then pull it on out. Sure enough, after about a few minutes out, that thing grabbed traction and hit that pavement, and I never looked back. I'll tell you what, when the Son of God, he pulled me out of sin, I've never looked back again. I've been through the murk. I've been through the mire. I know what it is to be low, but thank God he pulled me out, and that's what I'm looking
Glory
for.
To God. Praise your name.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. God. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise your name.
I want to let you know, you may be stuck in the muck and the mire of sin. You may have been church hurt and you don't know which way to go. But I'm telling you, there's one walking among us that's able to pull you out. He's able to wipe away the hurt. He's able to wipe away the tears and put your feet on the solid rock and stand. It's Jesus Christ. It is the Son of God. It is the great I am. It's the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end. But most of all, he's my Redeemer.
Glory to God.
What I feel here, I feel God reaching for somebody.
Yes.
I feel Bless God Lord. Reaching for that soul.
Sweet Lord.
You've yep. been stuck in the same old routine. You tried to spin
Thank you, Lord.
And you tried to claw your way out, but you only got deeper and deeper. But I'm telling you, the Son of God is stronger than any sin hole. That Son of God is stronger than anything that Satan could produce. He is the Son of God. He is the great I am. He is my Redeemer.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name.
Galatians 3:13 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Psalms 107 says, Whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
Praise the Lord.
Stand right there.
I can use him. I can use him.
I want you to hold your hand out. Both hands. Put them together. That's the hand of Satan. I'm not calling him a devil, so don't you get me wrong. But just using this as an example. That is you in the hand of the enemy.
But the Son of God, he's able to come along. Even though sin had you in his clutches, the Son of God is able to take you out. I don't care how strong sin may be. The Son of God is stronger. I don't care how tight the sin bound may be. The Son of God is stronger. He's my redeemer.
you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise your name. Amen. Bless.
He is the one who walked in when everyone walked out.
Yes.
Anybody here ever had some holy nights?
Oh, yes.
Anybody here ever felt like you didn't have a friend in the world? Anybody
right.
ever been down to the point that you felt like nobody loved you and nobody cared and nobody wanted to have anything to do with you? But I'm telling you what my Redeemer done. He'll put those arms around you and love you when you think you can't be loved. He'll love you when you don't even love yourself. He'll love you
Glory
when nobody else loves you. He'll walk in when everyone walks out. That's who he is. He's not only a Redeemer, but he's a rewarder. He's a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. He is the Son of God.
Praise your name, Lord of God.
He is. My friend.
Glory to God. Keep us.
When my friends come to see me, I'm looking. Give me just a few more minutes and we're going to come and pray. When my friends tell me that they are coming, if you tell me you're coming to my house, I am going to look for you. I am looking.
Praise.
I may get a little nosy. And I may peep out the windows. I may be a little nosy and look out the front doors. I may be a little nosy and look out the back doors. But if you tell me you are coming, then I'm looking for you to come. But I tell you, there's one that's coming.
Glory
to God. Much longer. You had to look much harder. You had to look much further. Why? Because he said it was coming back. He said, if I go away, I will come again. If I go away, I'm coming back. I'm looking up. I'm looking up.
Glory
to God. My Redeemer.
Yes, looking up. Praise God.
Not only is he one that's sticking closer than a brother, he pulled my feet out of the miry clay and put them on a rock to stay. He is also a chain breaker.
Yeah.
Anybody know? It takes a lot of strength to break a chain.
Man.
Yeah. I'm not talking about a swing set chain. I'm talking about a half inch log chain.
Right.
About 20 feet long and it weighs about 30 or 40 pounds. It takes a lot to break that. But may
Praise
I tell you, sin may have a hold on you, sir. Sin may have a hold on you, man. But I know one that's able to break the chain. I know one that's able to set you free. I know one that's able to give you a new life. It is the Son of God. Get your eyes on him and not on the world.
Lord.
Get your eyes on him
yeah.
and not on the world. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming back again.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I'm looking up. I'm taking in everything that's going around us. Sure, it's nerve-wracking. Sure, it's mind-boggling. But I've got assurance that the Son of God is on the way.
Praise
I don't know about you,
Glory to God.
But if I were not ready, I'd make myself ready. If I didn't know where I stood with God, then I would surely check out myself. Why? Because this whole world can't stand much more. This whole world can't stand the sin. I tell you, judgment is coming to America.
Thank you,
judgment
Lord.
Judgment is coming to America.
Great Lord.
It's coming.
Glory.
But so is the Son of God.
Judgment
may fall, yes. but he's coming down. Judgment may surround us, but he's going to pick us up.
Thank
God
you, Lord.
For the return of Jesus
Praise
God.
God. Glory to God. Amen.
If I were you, and I was unsure where I stood, I would not walk to these altars. I would run.
Amen.
You
Lord.
Say, preacher, I've Praise tried it before. I'm telling you, get up and try it again. The Son of God is on the way. He's going to take you home. He loves
Thank you.
You
Lord.
He cares
Bless
about
Lord.
You. He is
Glory
on the
God.
Way.
Thank you, Lord. Praise Praise God.
I would not wait a second longer.
Help. Bless.
Every excuse that you have is one more reason that's going to send you to hell. If I would, I'd make my mind up now, sir. I'd make my mind up now, ma'am. I wouldn't worry about what anybody thought. I wouldn't worry about what they said. I'd find me somewhere to pray. I don't want to be left behind. I want to go to heaven.
Praise.
I want to see the Son of God.
Abba.
I want to see the those that have gone on before me.
Glory.
I want to make it home.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory.
One more time, let's lift our hands and worship God.
Glory to God, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your great mercy. Praise your name.
I want to slow it down right here.
Lord, bless me.
I would not wait. What would they think of me, preacher? I would not worry about what they thought about you, friend. I would not care. But what I would do, shut them feelings off, say, I've got to go to heaven. I cannot be left behind. I cannot be left on what's coming upon the earth. I cannot take it. Oh, my God, man, I feel like pulling for the lost here.
Glory
to God. Grace is extended to you, sir.
Grace
is extended to you, ma'am. The Son of God says, I'm giving you another day. I'm giving you another hour. I'm giving you another minute. I'm giving you a space of time to give your heart and your life to me.
Praise your name. Glory to God. Amen.
If you've got some sin in your life, ma'am, if you've got some sin in your life, sir, I would come and lay it on the altar. You might not make it home. You might not make it out those doors.
Glory
I wouldn't
God.
Sit there another minute. I'd run to the altar and say, God,
Glory
I need
help.
Your help.
Bless, bless the Lord. Wonderful Savior. Help.
You're not here.
Jesus, not by accident.
You're not here because you had nowhere else to go. You're not here by happenstance.
Right.
You're here by the divine will of God. God has ordained his service for you. God is reaching his hands out to you. Saying, why don't you come? Why don't you come and lay your burdens on the altar? Why don't you come and give it all to me? Why? Because I've got room for you in heaven. I love you and I care about you. He's coming. He's coming. He is the Son of God.
Praise God. Amen.
If I were you, I would quit playing games. If I were you, I'd quit playing the role of being a saint of God when you know you're not living right.
Praise God.
My God, it's got tight, but it's quiet.
Praise the Lord. Bless
us. We're going to help us. That a little bit.
Jesus, Lord, help us.
I would quit hiding behind a facade. I'll be right when I'm not right.
You're right, brother.
I would not play that role any longer. You're not promised another day. You're not promised another time to get it right. I would lay it on the altar. No one's got to know but you. I'd make my way and say, God, I'll play the role. I'll play the fool. It's time to get it right. I want to make it to heaven.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Revelations 22 and 12. And behold, I come quickly.
Yes.
And my reward is to give every man. My God, what a sober verse. To give every man according as his works shall be. You're going to get rewarded one way or another. You're going to get paid one way or another. It may not be like you want it, but you are going to get paid according to your deeds. My God, I want you to stand all over the saints with me. My wife comes to the piano.
Keep us. Bless us. Glory.
Holy. She gets us a good song.
Bless my sister.
Song goes on to say, I pray we all be ready. Man and wife in bed asleep. One hears and knows, and the other one's gone. I pray we all be ready. Mama and children in the morning. Mama heard the master's call.
She was swept into the divine body. I pray we all be ready. Everyone that would bow your heads.
Bless the Lord. Bless thy people.
Would there be one say, preacher, pray for me? There's a hand. There's a hand.
Jesus.
I promise you, friend, I'll not embarrass you.
There's
another thing, preacher, I bound you. Pray for me. Would there be another hand going up? Are you unsure you stand with God?
Jesus.
She begins to pray.
Oh,
come, let's find us an altar. So I'm giving it all to God tonight.
Oh, bless
I'm turning my life over to Christ. Come on, let's gather in these altars.